first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchioni reflects on a seasonal color.
The poison oak is leafing out after its winter barrenness. The wooded places I love to walk are covered with its shiny greenness. Nowadays, poison oak can grow more than 50% larger than it used to because of the CO2 in the atmosphere, another reason I should abandon my car. Though I'm sensitive to poison oak's venom and thusly give it wide berth when it's nearby, over time I've come to appreciate its determination and, shall we say, defensiveness, but more its color, particularly the color it turns in late summer and early fall. Look at it this way. Poison oak is the color I feel when I've embarrassed myself, the color of the sun's daily farewell in a too smoggy place. My lips sometimes, my lips most times. It's the color of my hands after eating a pomegranate, the friendship between a boy and his balloon, a glass too full to pick up without spilling, so you have to bend your head to the table for the first sip, the color your words become, the moment you regret having said something, but it's too late to pluck the words back from the air, from the ear of the beloved. It's the bee's ambition, my ambition, the inside of the blue jay's mouth, the one squawking on that tree over there. It's the day I've been waiting all my life for, that I'm sure will come at last, like someone I said goodbye to once and wish I never had.
Patrice Vecchioni is an author living in Monterey. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rand.